Thank God I came for the cross. Thank God for Jesus suffering sacrificial death on that cross. The Bible says, to them who are perishing are foolishness. I told you last week that the word foolishness means moron. Yeah, in the Greek. Yeah, the world think we are morons for coming here every Sunday listening to the same old message every Sunday. The world think we are crazy for trusting in a God that we never ever seen, for believing in a cross that we just heard about. They think we have lost our mind. They call us fools for shouting over a crucifixion and a resurrection that we just heard preached about. But we are here this morning not because we are fools, not because we have lost our senses of crazy. No, we are here because the only thing that makes sense is Jesus loved me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Listen, I can't make it in this life if I didn't know that God cared for me. I don't think you could make it either if you didn't know that Jesus really do love you. I need somebody in here who's been through the valleys and the shadow of death.
Separates Jesus from all the other religions of this world.
time to my sin. Right. If I don't want no sin, I'm gonna make too much fun. You can't shout much if you ain't sin much. Don't talk back to me if you shout. But there are some folks in here like me with skeletons in your closet that you don't want to bring out. There are some folks in here who made some decisions that you wish you could go back and change. There's some folks in here who said some things that you should not have said that you wish you could go and take back. But here is not what salvation, it's not what salvation delivered you from. Watch it. Salvation is also what God keeps you from. Some of us, we don't have no testimony for being on drugs. And God delivered us. For some of us, we don't have a testimony for being in jail and being a drug dealer. We don't have that kind of testimony. But God kept you from those things. You could have been in jail. You could have been on drugs. You could have been an alcoholic. But salvation is not just for what God delivered you from. It's also what God kept you from. I wish I had some help. And that's enough, Bueller, to shout right there, because he didn't have to protect you. He didn't have to throw his loving arms around you from any of those things. I wish I had a witness in here. He did, because the dead. I took care of that. Is there anybody here who knows that your sins have been washed away? Anybody in here know that your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life? All because he died? Did he die? Listen, people, listen. God made a statement that no matter what you've done, I still love you. Because your sins are not greater than God's grace. Y'all should have been shouting that. Yeah. Your sins are not greater than God's grace. Well, let me say something right here. People despise you on speculation. People on speculation. But God loves you, watch this, with all the evidence. And then he would tie a rope around him. And then he'll venture and go between the veils. And then he will go from the holy to the holy, holy, most of holy. But he only do it what? Once a year. And they will put a bell and stuff on his thing. And then tie a rope around him just in case he fall dead. And they would drag him on out of it. Yeah, 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 yeah. But he does it once a year on the Day of Atonement. But when Jesus died, I wish I had some help here. They tapped on the bells, spit went from the top of the tomb to the bottom. Yeah, yeah. Meaning that he didn't need an intermediary between God and man, eliminating that forever. He did. Yeah, he died. Not to cover our sins, but to wash our sins.